Deputy Agriculture Minister Nguyen Van Thanh told Vietnamese fishermen this week that the government will lend them a hand. Thanh says any fisherman who buys a new boat with an engine of 90 horsepower or more will get a subsidy of about $3,500 a year. Thanh says the subsidies will help fishermen to switch to more powerful boats that can fish further from shore. He says they will also soften the pain of high fuel prices. But the new policy seemed to contradict Vietnam's official strategy of shrinking its fishing fleet. Vietnam has nearly 100,000 fishing boats. That is far too many, according to wildlife experts like Keith Symington of the international conservation group WWF, who says stocks of fish are declining.
In 2001, for tuna, on average, 25 kilograms of tuna could be caught with 100 hooks on a longline tuna boat. And in 2005, on average, that number's gone down to about 15. You have to fish harder, longer, to catch the same amount.
Overfishing like this could severely damage Vietnam's fisheries.
In scientific terms, they call it serial depletion, which basically means that you'll eventually hit a point where there's actually no recruitment of baby fish, and then there's really a crisis. The fishery can be, quickly commercially extinct.
Michael Akester is an agricultural consultant who helped Vietnam develop its fisheries strategy. He says the government has already agreed to reduce the number of small fishing boats.
There is the Master Plan 2006-10. That plan notes that it will attempt to reduce the number of fishing boats by around 40,000.
But that was before fuel prices skyrocketed, devastating small fishing operations.
10 to 40% of these small boats are currently in ports because they can't afford to fish due to the high price of fuel.
58-year-old Le Van Dap is a fisherman who lives on Cham Island off the central Vietnamese town of Hoi An. Dap says more than half of the fishermen on his island are staying home and finding other work. Dap says fishermen on Cham Island only go fishing when they hear a school of fish is nearby. He says construction work pays $3 a day, an adequate salary, while fishing pays almost nothing. But fishermen who cannot find other work are desperate for help. While World Trade Organization rules bar direct government fuel subsidies, the plan to subsidize bigger boats which can fish farther at sea is allowed. Deputy Agriculture Minister Thanh also has implied the government may be backing away from the goal of cutting the fishing fleet by half. Thanh says the figure of 50,000 boats by 2010 needs to be adjusted. He says the agriculture ministry is asking the government to reconsider whether such deep cuts are necessary. Akester thinks that is a mistake. First, he says, even the offshore fisheries near Vietnam have been depleted by big fishing trawlers from Japan and Spain, so the bigger boats are not likely to improve incomes. And, he says, the government is missing an opportunity to move fishermen idled by high fuel prices into other industries, like aquaculture and marine transport. Dap, for instance, earns more now than he ever did as a fisherman. He uses his boat to ferry tourists around his picturesque island home. When you go fishing, Dap says, you do not know whether you will catch anything. But carrying tourists, he says, you know you will make money. Matt Steinglass for VOA News, Hanoi.